Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
Welcome to Paranormal Deep Dive. I'm Tony Bruschi, and today we're stepping into the shadowy depths of one of Germany's most infamous and spine-chilling mysteries. Picture this, a small, isolated farmstead nestled in the Bavarian countryside. A family living in uneasy seclusion, surrounded by whispers of strange happenings, a missing house key, unexplained footprints in the snow, and eerie noises coming from the attic. Then, in the spring of 1922, six lives are brutally cut short in a gruesome massacre that has baffled investigators for over a century. But the story doesn't end there. Long after the blood dried and the investigators departed, rumors of paranormal activity began to seep into local lore. Apparitions, disembodied voices, and the unsettling sense that something or someone still lingers at Hinterkaifeck. Is it the restless spirits of the Gruber family forever trapped by their violent demise, or is it simply the eerie silence of an abandoned farm playing tricks on the human mind? Tonight we dig deep into the facts of the murders, the chilling phenomena reported in the aftermath, and the theories, both supernatural and skeptical, that surround this haunting case. So buckle up, listeners. This is one story you won't soon forget. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Hinterkaifeck, a name that still conjures a mix of fear and intrigue among those familiar with its dark history. The farmstead, located about 70 kilometers north of Munich, was as ordinary as it was isolated. Built in 1863, it stood as a modest symbol of rural German life. But by 1922, its reputation would forever change, etched into history as the scene of one of the most brutal and confounding crimes of the 20th century. The Gruber family who lived there were no strangers to the hardships of farm life. Andreas Gruber, the patriarch, was known to be a harsh man, prone to violence and quick to anger. His wife, Cazilia, was quieter but often caught in the crossfire of Andreas's wrath. Their widowed daughter, Victoria Gabriel, lived with them along with her two young children, 7-year-old Cazilia and 2-year-old Josef. Rounding out the household was Maria Baumgartner, a maid who had only just arrived on the fateful day of March 31st, 1922. Months before the murders, a series of strange events set the stage for the horror that would follow. The family's previous maid had abruptly quit, citing unsettling noises from the attic. She insisted that the house was haunted, leaving the Grubers to fend for themselves until a replacement could be found. Then there were the footprints, unmistakable in the snow, that led from the nearby woods to the farm, but never away from it. Andreas himself discovered them, and reportedly spoke of his unease to neighbors, though he never pursued the matter further. Inside the home, the oddities continued. A newspaper appeared in the house, one that no family member had purchased or brought home. This anomaly was dismissed as a mistake. Perhaps the mail had been misdelivered, but the unease lingered. Then came the missing house key, a detail that would gain ominous significance after the murders. Who had taken it? And how? On the evening of March 31st, a chilling sequence of events unfolded. One by one, the family members were lured to the barn, where they were attacked and killed with a mattock, a tool used for digging and chopping. The precision of the killings suggested premeditation and a disturbing familiarity with the family's routines. After the barn murders, the killer or killers turned their attention to the house. The newly arrived maid, Maria, and the youngest member of the household, Josef, were slain in their quarters. The brutality of the crime shocked the small community. Investigators found that the killer had stayed on the property for several days after the murders, feeding the livestock and even cooking meals in the family's kitchen. This grotesque detail added another layer of mystery to an already perplexing case, and despite an exhaustive investigation and the questioning of over 100 suspects, the case remained unsolved. Theories range from personal vendettas to random acts of violence, but no one was ever convicted. The murders left behind a shattered community and a farmhouse steeped in an air of foreboding. But as unsettling as the murders were, the story didn't end with the crime itself. In the years following the tragedy, locals began to speak of strange occurrences at the now-abandoned farmstead. The events leading up to the murders, footsteps in the snow, unexplained noises, and missing keys, seemed to take on new significance as reports of paranormal activity began to surface. Was it the restless spirits of the Gruber family seeking justice or peace? Was it simply the natural eeriness of an abandoned home amplifying the fears of a community haunted by its past? With the crime unsolved and the truth forever out of reach, the Hinterkaifeck farmstead became more than just a site of tragedy. It became a legend, a place where the line between the natural and the supernatural seemed to blur, leaving behind more questions than answers. In the years following the murders, Hinterkaifeck became the focal point of whispers, superstitions, and chilling tales that only deepened the sense of unease surrounding the isolated farmstead. Long after the physical traces of the crime had faded, the emotional and psychological scars lingered, shaping how the community perceived the site. What began as unease over an unsolved crime soon evolved into something more otherworldly. A belief that the farm itself was haunted by the restless spirits of the Gruber family and their maid. The first reports of paranormal activity surfaced not long after the farm was abandoned. Locals reported seeing flickering lights emanating from the farmhouse windows at night, even though the property was supposed to be empty. Some brave or perhaps foolhardy, curious individuals who ventured to the site claimed to hear muffled voices, indistinct but persistent, as though the Gruber family were still arguing amongst themselves. Others described hearing the faint sound of children crying, a chilling echo of young Cazelia's tragic end. One of the most chilling aspects of the paranormal reports came from visitors who claimed to feel an oppressive presence while exploring the ruins of the farmhouse. These individuals often described an overwhelming sense of being watched as though the killer or the victims still lingered. Some reported sudden, inexplicable temperature drops, particularly in the barn where the bulk of the murders had occurred. As the farmstead fell further into decay, theories about the haunting began to take shape. Many speculated that the traumatic energy of the murders had imprinted itself on the land, creating what paranormal investigators call a residual haunting. This type of phenomenon suggests that highly emotional or violent events can leave an energetic echo, causing scenes or sounds from the past to replay themselves, almost like a recording. Supporters of this theory pointed to the chilling accuracy of the reported footsteps, voices, and cries that seemed to mimic the details of the murders. Others, however, suggested that the activity went beyond mere residual hauntings. Some accounts described objects moving inexplicably or being thrown by unseen forces, hallmarks of what is often referred to as poltergeist activity. These claims raise the unsettling possibility that the haunting was not passive, but interactive, a manifestation of the unresolved energy of the victims, or perhaps even the dark intentions of the killer. Among the most harrowing tales were those shared by individuals who had stayed near the site overnight. One local, a man who claimed to have camped just outside the property, recounted waking to the sound of footsteps circling his tent. When he emerged to investigate, he found no one there, but the ground around his tent was covered in freshly disturbed footprints. Despite the proliferation of these stories, skeptics have offered more grounded explanations for the phenomena. They argue that the desolation and decay of the abandoned farmstead create an atmosphere ripe for fear and suggestion. The human mind, they contend, is prone to interpreting natural sounds and shadows as ghostly manifestations when primed by a history as dark as Hinterkaifeck's. Wildlife, shifting debris, and even wind could account for many of the reported occurrences, they claim. Nevertheless, the legend of Hinterkaifeck persists, bolstered by the enduring mystery of the murders and the lack of closure for the victims. In 1923, the farmhouse was demolished, but even this act failed to erase its ominous legacy. The land where the farm once stood remains untouched, avoided by many who believe the tragedy left a permanent scar. To this day, the story of Hinterkaifeck serves as both a cautionary tale and a chilling enigma. Was the site truly haunted by the spirits of those who perished there? Or were the reported phenomena simply the result of a community grappling with unspeakable trauma? The answers, much like the identity of the killer, remain elusive, shrouded in the shadows of history and the imagination. The Hinterkaifeck murders leave us with a haunting duality, a brutal, unsolved crime that shook a small Bavarian community and a legacy of paranormal reports that keep the tragedy alive in ways few other cases do. Whether it's the alleged spirits of the Gruber family reaching out from beyond, or simply the eerie atmosphere of an abandoned crime scene playing tricks on the human mind, one thing is certain: Hinterkaifeck remains an enduring enigma. When you peel back the layers of supernatural claims, it's hard to ignore the psychological impact of such a horrifying event. The unexplained footprints in the snow, the missing key, the barn deaths, these were the seeds of unease sown long before the first whispers of hauntings. Combine that with the isolation of the farmstead and the raw brutality of the murders, and you have a recipe for a legend that practically writes itself. Skeptics point to confirmation bias, environmental triggers, and the suggestive power of a good ghost story as explanations for the phenomena reported over the years. But does that fully explain the disembodied voices, the feelings of being watched, or the objects moving on their own? For every rational explanation, there seems to be an equally compelling unanswered question. Ultimately, Hinterkaifeck is more than a tale of ghosts or gore. It's a story of humanity's struggle to make sense of the senseless. And whether it's restless spirits or the dark corners of our own psyche at work, one thing is for sure: Hinterkaifeck continues to send chills down our spines, even a century later. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.